Welcome to the ASHP Official Podcast, your guide to issues related to medication use, public health, and the profession of pharmacy.
Thank you for joining us for the ASHP Pharmacy Leadership Podcast. This series focuses on leadership topics within pharmacy practice, including the business of pharmacy, development of leadership skills, career transitions, and more. My name is Sarah Stevens, and I will be your host. In today's episode, we are joined by Lois Parker to discuss her service within the section of inpatient care practitioners and the role ASHP has played in her development as a pharmacy practice leader. Welcome and thanks for joining us today. For our listeners, the Distinguished Service Award recognizes one ASHP section member each year whose volunteer activities have supported the mission of their section and forum and helped advance the profession. Their activities over the past 3 years have demonstrated a contribution to the improvement of pharmacy practice that aligns with the section's mission and vision. With that, Lois, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be involved with ASHP?
Thanks so much, Sarah. I've actually been a pharmacist for 42 years. I'm in two different Boston hospitals. I started out at Mass General Hospital, actually as a pharmacy student, and then worked there for 34 years, primarily in pediatrics. And then I left that position in 2015, hoping actually to shorten my commute a little bit, and then instead ended up at a hospital right next door, Massachusetts Eye and Ear, which ended up becoming affiliated a couple of years later, but obviously as a specialty hospital. I've been an ASHP member since the beginning pretty much, but didn't become actively involved in a section until I believe around 2007 or 2008. And it was actually kind of funny how I became involved. But one of the many hats I wore at my job, since we all wear many hats, was overseeing our continuing education program, which was an ACPE accredited continuing education program. And I happened to see a member email come out from ASHP looking for people to be involved in the Educational Steering Committee for the section of inpatient care practitioners. And I kind of thought, wow, I bet I could do that because I'm involved with continuing education already. So I followed up on that and ended up being selected as a member of the Educational Steering Committee. And I have to give a shout out to Angela Cassano, who many know through all of her work through ASHP. Angela ended up becoming the chair and selected me to be vice chair. And I subsequently became chair after her and then was asked by the Committee on Nominations, if I was interested in running for a leadership position. So that's how I became involved in section leadership as director at large. And then since that time, I've served on almost every SAG through the section. And I've done a lot of mid-year programming, both as a reviewer, a moderator, and a presenter. So that's kind of a general overview of how I became involved.
That's amazing, Lois. It's fun how sometimes these things find us versus us going looking for them. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It really just kind of started with responding to an email all those years ago.
That's amazing. Lois, can you also comment on what involvement at ASHP has meant to you professionally and personally? Maybe a little bit about what your favorite part about being a member is?
That's, in a way, that's a hard question because I, you know, after all those years, it's hard to come up with one favorite part. But I obviously was at the mid-year this year to receive the award, which thank you again. It was an amazing experience. And receiving that phone call from you was such a special moment for me personally and professionally. But one thing I remember somebody saying at the mid-year, and I wish I could attribute it to the person, but seeing everybody and the relationships I've made over the years, it's a lot like going to a high school reunion where you're happy to see all of the people who are there. So definitely the short answer to the question is the relationships. because the relationships I've formed through ASHP were invaluable in helping me to be successful at my job, because there was always somebody I could reach out to in terms of fellow members if I had a question about something. But also, I think being an ASHP member just gives you access to leaders in the profession. And I ended up playing a leadership role in the last two Joint Commission surveys at my hospital, and we had no significant medication management findings. But a lot of that is because of all the Joint Commission sessions from Janelle Mansour that I've attended at mid-years, and being able to reach out to people from other hospitals and saying, you know, how did this go down at your hospital when the Joint Commission surveyed you? And being able to ask leaders like Patty Keenly questions directly. So the resources that you have from ASHP and that come directly from the relationships you form are really just invaluable. And I'll just say, early on during the pandemic, when it was just so frightening for everybody because there was so much unknown, the resources that ASHP provided us through Mike Ganio was information that I don't think people in other professions even had, because I was sharing information with physicians who didn't have all of the resources that we had available to us. So really, I think it's the relationships that enabled me to be successful at my job and the resources.
Really well said. You did mention earlier that you've been involved in many different roles within the section of inpatient care practitioners, including several different section advisory groups and at the executive level. What projects or initiatives have you worked on that you are most proud of?
I think it's hard to come up with one specific thing, but I think one of the things I really enjoyed that I think was valuable to the members is that I think the first year that I was director at large and Lynn Eschenbacher was the chair, and we worked a lot on defining what that section meant to members, sort of trying to brand the section. Because when you think about it, there's overlap among the sections. I mean, there's the pharmacy practice leaders section, but there are also leaders and directors in the inpatient care practitioner section. And clinical specialists, there are also clinical specialists in our section. So it's really hard to carve out, I think, a role for any specific section, because there's so much overlap. But I think Lynn really did a great job leading us into trying to brand the section and capitalize the first two letters of inpatient. So it was the in section, and then kind of took off from there looking at involved. And I wish I could remember some of the other ones, but really just kind of looking at how we could better define the section and make resources available to the members.
I love learning that background. We still very much use our section as the in section, and we promote that constantly. It's lovely to speak with someone who is at the ground level of developing that. So thank you for sharing. So we've all had those moments in our life or along our journey that have helped define us and shape the impact we want to have on pharmacy practice and as leaders. Can you describe one of your aha moments? Was it something expected, and how did you respond?
You know, I've been thinking a lot about this one. It's hard to come up with, after 42 years, one specific aha moment. But I think one thing I could share is that, as I mentioned before, I changed jobs after 34 years, which I hadn't necessarily expected to be doing, but it felt like the right thing to do at the time. But obviously, it's difficult to start over at that point in one's life and career. And at the new hospital, I was really involved in carving out a role for a decentralized inpatient pharmacist, which, somewhat surprisingly, they didn't really have someone in that role at that time. And I had come from pediatrics to an adult environment. So I was developing an adult inpatient pharmacist role. And I vividly remember sitting on the nursing unit one day, just kind of doing my work from there and working on establishing relationships. And one of the nurses came over to me and she said, excuse me, but what's your role here? And I said, oh, I'm the pharmacist. And she said, I know, but what's your role? So I thought, you know, this is a nurse who really hasn't been exposed to an inpatient pharmacist who's part of the team and on the unit all the time. And then over the next 8 years that I was there, I developed a relationship with her just as I did with all of the other nurses. And they counted on me to bake for their parties. And I've been back for a few retirement parties since my own, but also clinically and professionally filled that role as the inpatient pharmacist, which I think she and her colleagues came to understand the value of having a pharmacist who's on the unit. And I think anytime I answered the phone in the pharmacy, I think one thing that's always special to me when I look back on it, even though there were times when it also made me cringe a little bit, is when the caller, whether it was a nurse or a physician, would just say, oh, thank goodness it's you. So I think when you have those moments, without blowing my own horn too much, it makes you feel like you really are providing value to these colleagues.
All right. For the last question, what recommendations do you have for our listeners who want to get more involved at the national level?
Well, the simple answer is like the Nike logo, just do it. I can't express how rewarding it's been for me and what a difference it made to me. But, and as I said earlier, for me, it was kind of serendipitous in terms of responding to an email. I would encourage people, whether it's me or anybody else they know, to just connect with somebody who could maybe help carve out that path for them a little bit. I think from the ASHP side, I'd encourage ASHP as well to continue to make opportunities available, because my understanding is that there are a lot more people who are interested in participating in SAGs and other activities than there are spots available. And then I don't know that there are any listeners who will be hearing this, but I think from the C-suite, the hospital administration, and pharmacy leadership, really support your staff's involvement in ASHP, whether it's providing funding to go to meetings or time to be on a monthly call, because sometimes that can be challenging for people. And I think it's great that ASHP is putting out this new publicity campaign to help people understand more of the role of the hospital pharmacist, because I just feel sometimes like leaders in the C-suite, everybody knows what the AMA and the ANA are, but we need to make sure that everybody knows about ASHP too and the value it's providing to hospital staff.
Really well said, Lois.
Thank you.
Lois, I want to thank you for joining us for today's episode and for sharing your experiences as a member of ASHP and the Section of Inpatient Care Practitioners.
Thank you so much, Sarah. It was really an honor to receive this recognition and be asked to speak today. And it's been such a pleasure to get to know you and other ASHP leaders through this process.
Thank you. For our listeners out there, do you have someone in mind to recommend for the Distinguished Service Award? You can nominate an ASHP member for this award each year from February 11th to April 1st by visiting ASHP's website. You can also find more member-exclusive content, including resources for medication safety, sterile compounding, drug shortages, and much more on the ASHP website. Looking to connect with ASHP members on certain topics? Check out ASHP's Connect Communities, where you can ask fellow ASHP members questions and learn from their personal experiences. Thank you for joining us. And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to the ASHP Official Podcast.
Thank you for listening to ASHP Official, the voice of pharmacists advancing healthcare. Be sure to visit ashp.org/podcast to discover more great episodes, access show notes, and download the episode transcript. If you loved the episode and want to hear more, be sure to subscribe, rate, or leave a review. Join us next time on ASHP Official.